بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. سلف صالحین رضی اللہ عنہم کے اخلاق میں سے ایک یہ ہے کہ وہ جو جو مقامات میں ترقی کرتے تو تواتو میں بر جاتے. علامہ شاہران رحمۃ اللہ سیز ون آف دا گڈ نوبل کیریکٹرسٹکس آف دا سلف صالحین واز دی تواتو humility as they progressed in their stages, in their spiritual stages, as they journeyed closer to Allah Ta'ala, more and more they became humble, humility increased in them. Ye log juju, ye log juju, bargah ilahi mein qurb hasil karte ہے, اتنا ہی اللہ تعالیٰ کی عظمت دے کر اپنے آپ کو مچھر سے بھی حقیر خیال کرتے. دیز پیپل دس اولیاء ایز دے پروگریس ٹوارڈز اللہ تعالیٰ, مور اینڈ مور آف اللہ تعالیٰ گریٹنس ریویل ٹو دیم, اینڈ دین دے انڈرسٹینڈ دے ورتھ لیسنس, دے انسگنیفیکنس, ہاؤ کنٹمپٹیبل دے آر, اینڈ دین دے ریگارڈ دیم سیلف ٹو بی worse and more contemptible than even a mosquito. This is a feeling, that thing, an emotional feeling in them. They develop this fear, this condition where they genuinely feel that they are lower than even a mosquito. In fact, the mashayikh have said, as long as a person cannot feel in that he is more contemptible than a dog, then he is a Muslim, should understand that he has kibar in him, he has kibar, takabur in him, a dog, an animal of Allah Ta'ala, this will not be questioned. Dogs, future, there is no danger for the dog, it's not going to go to Jahannam. But there are so many dangers for insan ahead, he does not know which way he is going, to Jannah, to Jahannam. What will be his condition at the time of mort, and condition in the cover. So how is it possible now for such an insan thing to have kibar, to have pride, is completely oblivious of what can take place. So as long as that thing, as a person feels that thing, he is better than even a dog, then he should understand that he has got pride, and unnecessarily. A person, when an animal, dog, a cat, chase it unnecessarily for no reason whatsoever, then you should also understand that you are regarding that animal with contempt now. Isiliye jab shaitan ne takabbur kiya aur kaha ana khairum minhu, to ana khairum minhu, to dargah ilahi se randa gaya. That reason, when shaitan was ordered to make sajda with the malaika to Adam alayhi salam, then he refused and he said, ana khairun minhu. He said, oh Allah, I am better than him. Khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu min teen. You created me from fire and you created him, Adam alayhi salam, from dust, from sand. So I am not going to make sajda for him. So he became accursed, and he was buffeted away from Allah Ta'ala. So the closer one journeys unto Allah Ta'ala, the more Allah Ta'ala's greatness is revealed, and you come to understand it, and then you can understand your own insignificance, and you are closer to Allah Ta'ala. Whereas the opposite happens when a person has kibar, pride in him. Kibar is the opposite of tawazu. When there's no tawazu in a man's heart, then there will be kibar. And there's kibar, there won't be tawazu. So when there's kibar, then a person becomes like shaitan. He's buffeted away from Allah Ta'ala. He drifts further and further from Allah Ta'ala. Bas ae dost, isme ghor kar, aur jis sufi ko mutakabbir dekhe, usse dur bhag, کیونکہ وہ اللہ کا دشمن ہے. علامہ شاہران سے, او مائی فرینڈ, ریفلیکٹ ان دس تھنک, reflect in this, in yourself, as your condition. And if you see a Sufi person who is supposed to be a pious person, a saint, if you see him, but you see he has got takabur in him, he's a mutakabir, then flee from him. You know, he's shaitan, he's externally, outwardly a Sufi. But inside he's a shaitan, and flee from him, because he is Allah Ta'ala's enemy. He will despoil you. Don't sit in the company of such a person. جیسا کہ ابن عباس رضی اللہ عنہ نے فرمایا کہ اللہ تعالیٰ نے موسیٰ علیہ السلام کی طرف وحی فرمائی، اے موسیٰ، مخلوق میں سے میرے نزدیک سب سے برا وہ شخص ہے جس کا دل متکبر. اللہ تعالیٰ حضرت عبداللہ ابن عباس رضی اللہ تعالیٰ says that Allah Ta'ala sent a revelation, wahi, to Nabi Musa alayhi salam, and Allah Ta'ala informed Nabi Musa alayhi salam, oh Musa, the person who is most despised, most hated to me, is a person in whose heart there is takabur, this ka dil mutakabir, in his heart is mutakabir, full of kibar, zuban turush, and his tongue is bitter, and never he speak anything, slight worldly argument he has, you see how he lets out vulgar language, abusing, no patience whatsoever, his tongue is bitter, heart bakhil, and his hands are miser, he's a miser, where he has to spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and spending even on necessities for the family, that's also in the path of Allah Ta'ala, there he withholds. And he's a miser. He has more love for the dunya, more love for the wealth than for the makhluk of Allah Ta'ala. So and his hands are a miser. Or khulq may bura. And in his character is evil. His character is evil. Always every thing. He is always a thing. He's always in dispute with people. He lacks tolerance, lacks sabr, and always complaining. And this kibar, the sign of kibar is the way people treat those who are their underlings, their subordinates. Especially you find this is common amongst employers, how they treat their workers, how they speak with the workers, harshly they speak with the workers make any slip or do something wrong. They will not they will not understand that this is an insan, and maybe say older than me also, this worker is a human being, Allah Ta'ala's makhluk. They won't understand that this is Allah Ta'ala's makhluk I'm speaking to. And they will quote them just like shaitan, full of their pride, abusing and insulting their servants and the workers in the presence of heaven, of others, having no shame. That thing. So that when you acquit yourself in this manner, then you should understand that I've got takabur in me and I must now remedy it. I must pay attention to my takabur. You see people, they get older by the day, but they don't learn. Go towards the qabr also and still they go with this takabur because they don't even recognize in them the takabur. As a person does something wrong to you, spoke ill of you also, there's no need now to become annoyed and to react harshly. Overlook it, forget it, and forgive that person, then Allah Ta'ala also will forgive you.